Edward Snowden slips away. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker, was able to leave Hong Kong on a commercial jet on Sunday. The authorities just waved him through. CBS correspondent Major Garrett wondered why.
Did Hong Kong make an independent judgment about Edward Snowden and want to get itself out of the international spotlight? Or did the government in Beijing instruct Hong Kong to send a signal to the United States?
So why would Hong Kong not help us arrest Edward Snowden? One possible reason may be that before Snowden took off, the South China Post published more of his allegations about the extent of the NSA snooping, that it potentially intercepted billions of Chinese text messages, that it hacked into the underwater fiber optic cables connecting China with the rest of the world, that it attacked the computers at Tsinghua University in Beijing, which specializes in cutting-edge internet technology. Now, let's imagine for a moment the tables were turned, that a whistleblower from China showed up, say, in Hawaii, and revealed that the Chinese had successfully hacked into our communications and even had access to most of the research files at, say, MIT. And let's imagine further that China explained the hacking had been approved by a Chinese court whose rulings are all legal but secret, and that China has a right to punish those who betray the inner workings of its secret courts. Would we turn him over to his home country, or would we look the other way while he quietly boarded an airplane on a weekend? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.